Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever encountered a situation where the data is right there, publicly available, and yet you still can't use it? Last year, I took on a Taiwan-Japan collaborative project, bringing cell factory construction technology from Taiwan to Japan. Our medical consultant on the project was Taiwanese, grew up in Japan, works in Japanese and English, but doesn't read Chinese. That's where the problem started. Every time he asked me which category a particular diagnosis fell under in Taiwan's catastrophic illness system, what the ICD-10 code was, how long the certification remained valid, I had to open the National Health Insurance Administration's official website, download the Chinese language ODT file, scroll to page 3 to find the relevant entry, translate it into Japanese or English, then paste it back to him online. Honestly, the NHI administration's data is not lacking in quality. 30 major categories, codes, revision histories, even 6 historical versions going back to 2015 are all accessible. By Asian standards, that puts Taiwan near the top. There is an English version as well, but it explains the conceptual framework of the system rather than the specific details you actually need to look things up and cross-reference. A Japanese version simply does not exist. So what was missing was never the data itself. It was the interface, a single portal where you could enter a diagnosis and instantly switch between Chinese, English, and Japanese. I studied life sciences, worked as a medical laboratory technician. I know this coding system well, and with the Regenerative Medicine Dual Act set to take effect in 2026, this industry is just beginning to take off. I decided to start from this page and build it into a trilingual reference tool myself. It is only the first brick, but someone has to start laying them.